So the tropical cyclone warning has now gone away. What can we expect today?
Well, today we have a warm, moist air mass moving up over the most of the island, and that's associated with the same air mass that the tropical storm Bill was embedded in. So we have today quite a bit of cloud and fog for today. High is only getting up to around 15 degrees. Some rain moving in this morning. You get around Clarenville area, about 2 millimeters rain expected today. Down in the Avalon and Bierm, between 5 and 10. So it'll help give a bit of a break for all this dry weather we've been having. Tonight, temperature's steady, between 12 and 14 degrees. Fog continuing, some showers for ending overnight. Again, probably 2 to 4 millimeters of rain for tonight, so not a lot. And tomorrow it'll be a general clearing trend, so start off cloudy, becoming sunny, and temperatures ranging between 19 and 22 degrees with light to moderate westerly winds for Thursday, so it should be a nice day. Continuing into Friday and Saturday, we continue a nice flow with a mixed sun and cloud, low temperatures in the low 20s for the Avalon, mid-20s right around Terra Nova. And it looks like we have a chance for some showers on Sunday, but keep an eye on that. There's still a lot of disagreement with the guidance for that on Sunday, so it's worth keeping an eye on.
Okay, so Dale, what caused this warning to come up in the first place and then I guess move off?
Well, we had an area of organized convection near Cape Hatteras a couple, probably 36 hours ago, maybe a day and a half ago, organized near Cape Hatteras, and that formed enough of a circulation and enough strong winds to be designated as a tropical depression. And there was a tropical depression for a number of hours. And tropical depression are areas of low pressure formed mainly from convection, or completely from convection, where the winds stay below 33 knots. Once you get above 34 knots, between 34 and 63 is classified as a tropical storm. And we had that briefly yesterday. As the storm passed south of the Maritimes Marine District, there were widespread winds into the gale force. And so the tropical storm was briefly approaching the island. As it moved towards Newfoundland, the upper winds, it moved into an area of stronger upper winds, which sheared off the convection in the cloud from the low center, and the low center itself became absorbed into the main flow. So all that's left behind now is a bit of a trough moving towards the island, and most of the cloud and convection was sheared off over the Grand Banks overnight. So yeah, there was briefly a small area of a tropical cyclone activity, but it looks like it's gone right now.
Okay, and again, just one more time, when can we expect this rain to end and the fog to move off?
The air mass is coming up now for the next, say, 36 hours or so. It's really spotty with showers and rain, so there are some showers coming up on the radar now towards the Avalon. So that'll be off and on through this morning. We're expecting it to become more organized into this afternoon. Again, off and on showers for the rest of the day into the overnight period. So probably after midnight towards morning, showers should dissipate, and by tomorrow morning, it should be just cloudy, and then improving trends, improving sky conditions as winds go westerly and the temperatures warm up between 18 and 22 degrees for tomorrow.
Okay, Dale Foote of Environment Canada's Gander Weather Office, thank you for this insight.
No worries. Take care.